Isn't it better for art's sake to be miserable?
I think it depends. I used to always feel that way because I couldn't write unless I was feeling pretty miserable. But now I'm feeling like I'm able to write on a new level, pulling from places of joy and of love. Also memories, you know. Some of the songs on the record are not necessarily happy songs about love. They're from heartbreak. But, you know, I think a lot about my mother. She went through a horrible divorce with my dad. And then she had some difficult relationships afterwards. And I was so young, and I got to see all that. And like, for instance, the song Love is the Baddest Blues, I pull from, you know, her heartbreak in that. And then mine by my father leaving. So there's always things to pull from. Whether you're in a happy place or a negative place, you can always pull from things. You know, I was watching an interview with Tom Waits, and it made me so jealous because I always thought Tom wrote everything about his actual experience. And he was saying, no, sometimes he just makes it up. And he's like, you can do that. And I was thinking, well, you can do that, Tom, because you're a genius. None of all of us can do that. But he's so amazing. He inspired this record as well.
Hey, you're just here on a promo tour now, but you'll be back in Europe to play gigs, right?
Yeah, I'm here for about 7 more weeks to do press, and then we're going to take a little vacation in Turkey, which I'm really excited about. It'll be my first time there. And then I'm going to go home for a month and really rehearse my band. I just auditioned some guitar players, so I'm adding another guitar player that I got to rehearse, and he's got to learn like 100 songs. So we have our work cut out for us there, and then we'll start the tour a month later.
Did you practice to play this album live yet, actually? Because, I mean, it's a big sound, right?
Well, I do all my pre-production before I go in for this album on my iPhone, piano or guitar straight to iPhone. I didn't do any other instrument layering. So because of that, and I wanted it to sound good, I played everything through so much that it's like buried in my mind. But yes, I will revisit it after the press junket because
Let me get this straight. You recorded the songs on your iPhone as well?
Yeah, I do everything to iPhone. Yeah.
Don't lose it.
No. Well, you know what I do? I back it up on Scott's computer. So I download everything into there. And then plus he's got backup for his computer. And then if I were to lose my phone on a new phone, I can download everything back to it.
But that's incredible to record your stuff on your iPhone.
I love it. It's the best.
Does it have a multi-track recorder even?
No. I just do vocals and piano or guitar and vocals and just do it to it. And that way I can send it to the producer and give him an idea of how I want the arrangement and different things like that.
Don't you just love technology?
I love it. I love my phone. That's the best thing in the world is my phone.
And your husband second.
Yeah. Scotty's right up there, no doubt about it. Yeah.
I can't wait to see you in Holland. Thanks so much for this interview.
Thank you so much for the interview, too.